Episode 1655, Got Hope.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How is your week going so far? Well, today is Inspiration Motivation Day. It is time to grab that ray of hope. Got hope? Or you're getting some today. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter to keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, before we jump in, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for showing up today. Thank you for breathing in the air that God has given you. There are days I know that you just don't want to get up, or you just have so much on your mind that you don't want to do anything. You don't want to move forward. You could just stay in bed, or you just want to huddle in a corner somewhere. You don't want anybody to bother you. You want the kids to be quiet. You want the hubby to go away. I get that. But today, you showed up. For that, I'm grateful. Got hope? Attack your day with a renewed vigor and strength. You don't have to run from your problems and pain. Conquer them fearlessly and with great faith. Moments create your day. You can choose to stay locked in the hurt and hardships, or you can look at your circumstances and find hope in the midst of those hardships. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. That's Romans 12:12. Be joyful in hope. Not all things are going to go your way. Whether it is traffic on your way to work or screaming children to sour your morning or notifications of a late bill, be patient. When life tests you, got hope? Be joyful in what you cannot see and the stuff you can. Look at your struggles with a different set of lenses. My hubby told me yesterday that he was thinking about a certain date, which he thought was only 4 weeks away. He got so excited. However, then he realized that his mental calendar was not of the real calendar. He looked at it and became a little distraught. He had 6 weeks left instead of 4 weeks. He was disheartened, only to flip his thoughts to the positive. He said, "Wait a minute. That means I get 2 extra Fridays to do what I want to do." 2 corners turned up on his face, a smile of hope. Got hope? Hope wants to find you always. However, if you buy into the worries of the world, all you will see and feel is the stress and the labor of what isn't working for you, only what is working against you. Got hope? Today, let your heart experience a renewed vigor and strength that goes beyond what you can give yourself. Psalm 31, verse 24 says this, "Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord." Don't let the dumps suffocate your dreams. Don't let the failures question your faith. Wait patiently in the middle of the mess. One of my favorite verses, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You are not expected to do everything in one day. Don't get bogged down in the stuff you do not accomplish. Celebrate what you have done. Look to the joy in your life, the little smiles. Maybe it's only 3 smiles that you've had today, but look at those. Be grateful for those. You're not going to get everything right. You're not going to get everything done. So celebrate what is, not what isn't. Your greatness will continue to unfold with each challenging step you take. Take aim, for the time has come. Got hope? Because God's got you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.